Well, hello out there, God's people. It is your girl, AP Empowers, and this is another episode. I know I've said Happy New Year already, but guys, we're here at the end of February, and I am just super excited to be coming to you today. Today's topic is about the importance of followers, and this has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with social media. Although, you know, in taking some notes and writing down some things, I guess it could be applied, but I'm going to really come from a different perspective. I do so much talking, being a leadership trainer, about leadership and what qualities and characteristics great leaders have, that, you know, God really dropped in my spirit last week, or earlier this week, I guess I should say, that I have to start telling people that it's okay to also be a follower. And so you guys know I've got some good content for you. So if you enjoy this podcast, I really would love for you to subscribe to it first off, and then share it with your friends. Share, you can share this podcast in your phone, like just your contacts in your phone. You can share it, of course, on your social media. I would just like for you guys to help be instrumental in getting the word out. Because again, if you think it's a good word, if it blesses you, if you feel that it's helpful, I want you to definitely help and bless others. Okay. All right. Well, let me just take care of some housekeeping. I haven't talked to you guys in a while about what I have going on. Coach with Pride actually has a new venture. We're doing sports consulting, and we've introduced Mr. Pride, Mr. Troy Pride Sr. He is our lead consulting at Coach with Pride Sports Consulting, and we are helping student athletes and their parents get to the next level. No matter where that athlete is, no matter where that parent is, we can help you. We can do consultations via Zoom. We can do consultations over the phone. If you're here in the upstate, of course, we would love to sit down with you and help you orchestrate a plan for your student athlete to get to that next level. So that's the one venture that we're doing. I am still working very diligently on When Women Lead. When Women Lead is continuing to grow. Our mentorship program got off to a great start in January. We're actually going to do our second session here this week. So excited about that as well. And ladies, I want you to understand, this is a mentoring program for you. It does require a 6-month commitment, but you can join at any time, because no month is going to be the same. There won't be a repeat month. So in July or August, we'll actually kick off our second session of it. But if you come in March, you'll just go your 6 months. And I'm hoping that ladies will re-sign up. You know, I want that 6-month commitment just because I want the camaraderie. I want you guys to kind of get to know each other. I want the unity, and we want to build relationships. So I really need you to be committed to, you know, coming each month, participating in the conference call, and, you know, coming with your ideas, coming to be participatory so that you can get the most out of the program. But When Women Lead, we mentor, and that program kicked off in January, and I'm just super excited about it, guys. We're going to do so much. There's discounts on my merchandise and my books. There are monthly conference calls for accountability. We have different and various topics. And, you know, once you're a part of the group, you'll kind of understand how the dynamic is. It's not just me talking to you guys about what I feel like is important. I want you guys to be participatory and share some of the things that you're needing from the group as well. So that's our We Mentor program that I'm excited about. And again, it's not too late for you to join, but whatever month that you join, it's just those 6 months you would be required to be committed to. So share that with a friend. And if you are interested, I can definitely send you our interest letter, and you can hear a little bit more about it, and we can chat if that is necessary as well. Also, When Women Lead Networking Social is happening next month. That's March the 21st. And if we're already in March, it's happening this month, March the 21st. We're going to be at Annie's house. That is the house that Sustaining Way operates. And they have their farm there. They have their volunteers come in there. They're like recyclable. They use everything in the place. It's phenomenal. So I want you ladies to come out and network, a different type of networking, guys. And you know what? Now I hear everybody kind of saying that. But if you've talked to any of the ladies that have been a part of When Women Lead Networking Social, they will truly tell you that it is a different type of networking. It's not just about handing out cards. We have an empowerment segment. I have sponsors that I introduce, that I interview, that you get to know, hopefully, and want to do business with, not just because they're a sponsor of my event, but because they're a good person and you can learn a lot about their business and how they can hopefully help you, and vice versa, right? So ladies, come out. Tickets are available on eventbrite.com. Just look up under When Women Lead or Coach with Pride, and you should see the event there. We are also gearing up to host a workshop in March pertaining to the sports consulting, and we focus a lot on recruiting. So we're going to be talking about, you know, where you need to be at this point in your recruiting process or early in your recruiting process, some of the things that you can do. And that will be a paid workshop as well, but it's an opportunity for parents to come out, get to know us, hear us, see if we know what we're talking about at all. And maybe then you want to sign up for a consultation and do some consulting with us and let us guide you and help you on your road to recruiting. Okay. All right. Well, those are all of my little housekeeping things that I had to share with you guys, I believe. Lots more coming up. I'm a part of a lot of different things this year. And so, of course, as the year goes on, I'm going to be telling you guys all about all of that. But in the meantime, and in between time, let's go ahead and get into my topic for today. My topic for today, again, is the importance of followers. Again, everybody nowadays wants to be a leader or wants to deem themselves as a leader. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that outside of the fact that I think we're kind of getting things mixed up. I really want to emphasize the importance that it is okay to be a follower. At some point in your life, no matter whether it's home, work, church, you may get to operate in that leader capacity or whatever. And being a follower does not mean that you don't have leadership capabilities. It does not mean that you don't have leadership characteristics or qualities. It just means that you're okay with not having the front seat all the time, right? And so, but followers are so essential to every part of leadership. Without followers, nothing would get done. Without followers are really the action carry, you know, they carry out the vision. They actually go out and do a lot of the work when a vision is cast, right? And so I want to focus today on why you guys are important. And you know, something God gave me on Sunday that he dropped into my spirit. We're covering this book at church, and it's called Not a Fan, and it's talking about how many people are just fans of Christ and not really true Christians or followers or believers or disciples, however you want to put that. And so there was a lot of good talk about it, and if you're interested in the book, again, it's called Not a Fan. I can't remember the author at this point, but pick that book up and you can get some good information if you're a Christian, because it's really powerful. It makes you think a lot. But I want you guys to understand that as a follower, like just like Jesus needed followers, just like he needed people to really just listen. He didn't need a lot of help when he was walking the earth as far as somebody telling him what he needed to do or confirming his ideals and things like that. Leaders need followers. Without followers, guys, nothing gets done. And so I can't emphasize that enough, because I think that, like I said, it just sounds so good. So now everybody considers themselves a leader. If you're in a room full of 100 people and you say, "Where are my leaders at?" Everybody in the room is going to raise their hand. And I just don't think that that's being honest. I don't think that that's the right mindset that we need to have. Like, some of us have to be okay with just being a follower, especially depending on the situation that you're in, right? And so when you've got everybody in their room raising their hands saying that they're a leader, when in actuality they're not, it's problematic. I really just want you to understand that that's problematic. So if you're that person, I want you to be encouraged today, because again, being a follower is essential. It's very important that we have followers. And what followers, like I said, they carry out the vision. They do the work. They are the action oriented person. They don't mind taking a back seat. They don't mind, you know, letting someone else get the credit, even if it's for their work. Again, as long as that person is acknowledging them. I don't in any stretch mean to say, like I said, that you don't have leadership capabilities, that you're not good enough to do X, Y, and Z, because 9 times out of 10 you are. And a lot of times, guys, what I also want you to understand is that leadership is a process. I believe that they're natural born leaders, but I still feel like there's a journey to get to that leadership capability, that you need to get to. Does that make sense? I hope so. But, so with that being said, I just wonder if, you know, we can take a back seat and understand that if we are a follower, that's okay. That's nothing to hang your head about. Right. And so I took some notes, And I just really, like I said, I want to emphasize, in particularly in the marketplace, You know, if you are not a good follower, then you won't be a good leader one day, right? So even if you're in the position to where you are just the associate and you don't have the title and everything, it doesn't mean that you can't do your best work. It doesn't mean that your work should be subpar. It means that you should be working and working that process and embracing your journey no matter where you are until you get to that title, until you get to that leadership position that maybe you're desiring. But while you're a follower, if you can't be a good follower, that's going to be an indication of the type of people that you may have working for you or that you may have under you. And so that's kind of how we have to look. We have to look at the broad scope of leadership and followers, because again, both of them are necessary. Both of them are essential, and both of them have a very, very important role. And I think that we don't talk about the role of a follower enough. That's why it's so appealing now. It's like a buzzword. Leadership, when somebody says you're a leader, that's like a buzzword right now. And we have to really be kind of cautious of these buzzwords, because what do they really mean? You know, I always talk to you guys about action is required. Well, action is required for everybody, including followers, right? And so if you are a good follower, like I said, that is an indication that you can be a good leader one day. You know, I can remember my grandmother used to say, too many cooks in the kitchen will burn the food. So everybody can't be the chef. A chef needs a sous chef, right? Somebody has to cut the vegetables up. Somebody has to be willing to plate it up and make it look cute. Somebody has to be willing to walk it out to the, customer or client or whatever. So it's just about where you are now, but I just feel like we're in a world where everybody wants to be that leader. And if they're not that leader, they feel as though they're not sufficient enough. They feel like they're not carrying out their purpose because they may not have the title. But, you know, trust me, guys, everybody before they got to that title, I read the biography of Steve Jobs, and, you know, he didn't always have that title. He wanted it, but it still was a process. Even when he got it, he had a lot of growing pains that he had to go through in order to be a good, effective leader before he was, you know, the Steve Jobs that we talk about today. And so, I guarantee you, even in him being the Steve Jobs, everybody has a story, right? There were quite a few people that worked under him that probably thought he was, you know, nobody or Satan or the devil or whatever. So with that being said, I just want my followers out there to be encouraged. I want my followers out there to know that your role is equally important, if not more, because without you, somebody can cast a vision, and if there's no one there to carry it out, what happens? It just dies. So I need everybody to really try to embrace it. And hopefully there are some leaders that are listening to this podcast as well. I want you to thank the people that work with you. I want you to thank your team. I want you to thank the people that help you get through the day in and day out. And you may or may not say you appreciate them. You may not be telling them that they are worthy. You may not be telling them that they're the reason that this was a success. I need us as leaders to also be more vocal, be more encouraging to our followers, so that when it's time for their promotion, they will also know how to treat the people that are following them, and so on and so forth, right? So again, just to reiterate, it doesn't mean that you don't have vision. If you are a follower, it just may mean that there's a process before you can get to where the person that you're working with or working under or whatever is at. And so I don't, you know, want to minimalize the fact that you guys are essential. You are essential to any program. You are essential to every ministry. You are essential to even every home. You know, I get a lot of questions again, guys, about relationships, and I try to steer clear of those relationships. And I'm not a relationship expert, but I have been married. It'll be 16 years here in this upcoming June 2019. And I'm excited about that. However, you know, in relationships, what I would say is, of course, God first. So go to God first before you, you know, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm the man, so I have to lead. But God will show you how to exercise wisdom, because even if your wife is better at something than you, she probably should be doing that, and vice versa. You know, just because you're a man doesn't mean you know how to change a tire, you know, better than your wife. Just because you're a man doesn't mean you know how to even cut the grass better than your wife. And I hate the fact that people, society makes you seem like you're less than. They want to put these, put us in boxes and have certain roles. And I believe in roles, but I don't believe you should be confined to a role. And yes, even in a marriage, I feel like, you know, the Bible talks about the man being the head, but being the head means that he's able to delegate. Being the head means that he's able to use wisdom. And being the head means that he has the humility to say, oh, you're better at this than me. And even if he doesn't verbalize it, he knows it. You know what I'm saying? Know your spouse's weaknesses and their strengths and so on and so forth. And so, for that very reason, like I said, the first thing with a marriage, I'm not going to really touch that with a 2-foot pole, especially not your marriage. I'm trying to do the best I can do in mine. But I just think sometimes our egos get in the way, our pride gets in the way, and we feel like, oh, if I'm not leading that, I'm not a man. Or, oh, if I'm not leading that, I'm not a woman. And I'll give you a personal example about me. My mom is the cook, not me. I can cook. I do cook. But it's not something that I am going to sign up for each and every day. I'm not a homemaker, so to speak. My house is great. My kids don't really go unfed, and my husband hadn't missed any meals. But that's not necessarily because I'm in the kitchen all day. That doesn't necessarily mean because I'm home all day. It means because I'm delegating properly, and it also means that I'm doing the right thing for my family, whether that be eating out or whatever. So, you know what I mean? So that's kind of, you know, I'm definitely not a traditional June Cleaver, so to speak. I would like to see myself more as a Michelle Obama. So, you know, I'm making money moves too. And that's okay. And that's what I want us to understand and to embrace. And my husband obviously understands that. He's been married to me now for 15 plus years. So he knows the dynamic. He knows that if he's seriously hungry, he's not going to come in the house and say, hey, babe, will you fix me something to eat? It doesn't mean that I won't do that. But for the most part, he's going to fix what he wants, how much he wants, and he's going to be happy. And all of us are going to be happy, because happy wife, happy life. I totally believe that. But happy spouse, happy house as well. So, you know, but anyway, I'm off on a tangent now. I'm talking about relationships. I'm supposed to be talking about things in the marketplace. Without followers, guys, things don't get done. Without followers, things don't happen. So I want us leaders to kind of take a back seat for just a second and take time to applaud those that actually make these things work, these followers. And like I said, it could potentially be applied to social media as well. But I do think social media, I think we are way too into having people having enough likes and having a certain amount of followers when those followers aren't even effective. I did a blog not too long ago talking about, you know, being present, being intentional. If you're in a group, if you like my page, why do you like my page if you never participate on my page? I would rather have 2 people on my page that are participatory people, that are engaged, that are giving me as much as I'm giving them, than to have 1,000 people that are just there in name only or in representation only. It's not about having 1,000 followers on social media. It's about reaching the people that want to be reached by you. And it's about having, being effective in that thing. Right? So, that was my little social media plug. Again, I'm not a social media expert, but I do have enough sense to understand that it's so not about the amount of people that follow you. A lot of people, as a matter of fact, guys, pay for these followers. So don't get caught up in that. A lot of people pay for their followers, and you can kind of determine who pays for their followers about how they're engaged. So if they have 17,000 followers and they're only getting you typically get about 10 to 20% of your, the likes and things like that on posts from your various followers. Cause we all know already that everybody doesn't even see all of the stuff that we put out. So, you can kind of gauge it by that. So if they have 17 followers and they're only getting like 40 likes, they probably paid for at least 16,000 of those followers. And so, you know, don't get caught up in what the next person is doing. You know, I'm always emphasizing being your best you. And if currently your position is that you have to be a follower, I want you to be the best follower that you can be, because you are the person that really makes it. Well, I'm not saying that leaders don't get out and get their hands dirty, because a good leader does. But for the most part, the work is being done by those people that are, that don't have the title, that things are being delegated to. But a good leader is going to do those things right so that they can, so that everything can be orchestrated correctly, right? So I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. And I hope that this podcast has been helpful to you guys. I hope that, you know, if you are a follower currently and you aspire to be a leader, keep working, keep going on your journey. Keep the main thing, the main thing. Keep working the blessings that God puts in front of you. And trust me, excuse me, He is prepared and willing to bless you with so much more. So let's see, was it something else that I had? Even at church, guys, you know, when you talk about ministry, you know, we often talk about, you know, who's serving. And at church, I think everybody has to serve. I think that the pastor, from the pastor down, everybody has to have a servant type of heart. And there definitely has to be those that just don't want the title. There are too many people out here just wanting titles, especially in ministry, guys. Ministry should be something that you're doing really selflessly. You know, has nothing to do with you, your clout, your name, how much money you have, those sorts of things. It really is about your faith and your obedience to God. And so if you can't be a follower at church, you need to find the church that you can be a follower at, because I think we all really need to be followers at church. And yes, we may have the title of pastor or elder or deacon or deaconess or those sorts of things. But even in those things, all of those things, if you go back to the Word of God, talk about you actually serving somebody. So, you know, I hold the title of elder, but everything as far as my elder ministry is about people. It's about me being reachable, me being approachable, me ministering to people, hearing their hearts, hearing their needs. And if I need to give something, give those things instead of being reluctant and thinking someone needs to serve me because I actually have the title. So I hope this podcast has been helpful to yourself, to you guys. And I hope that if you are a leader, again, you will acknowledge your followers this week and let them know how much they're appreciated. And because of them, things are going well and so on and so forth. And if you have followers where you don't feel like that's the case, get you some new followers. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for AP Empowers today. I hope you guys love this message. And like I said, if you did, please like it and share it. Head over to our website, coachwithpride.com, and you can find information about events and sign up for different things. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for a consultation. Those sorts of things all there. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed remainder of your day.